listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, friends. We continue with our scripture passage for today from Psalm 16, verses 7 to 10. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. Peter uses these verses from Psalm 16 to proclaim the resurrection and teaches about the Easter joy of Jesus, joy in his victory and in being in the presence of God. This is very much the language of a devoted and thankful soul in his exercise of gratefulness and graciousness. The psalmist here is giving thanks to God for the grace in making this wise and happy choice. We must also thankfully acknowledge the power and goodness of divine grace directing and enabling us to make that choice. We must make a good use of it. God, having given us counsel by His Word and Spirit, the same thoughts and counsel instructs us in the darkness of the night season. From these verses, we may learn three things. Firstly, it is our duty to set the Lord always before us and to see Him continually at our right hand, wherever we are, to see Him as our chief good and highest end, our ruler and judge, our gracious benefactor, our sure guide. And while we do thus, we shall not be moved either from our duty or from our comfort. Secondly, if our eyes be ever towards God, our hearts and our whole body may ever rejoice in Him. If the heart rejoices in God, out of the abundance of that, let the mouth speak to His glory. Thirdly, that dying Christians may cheerfully put off the body, in a believing expectation of a joyful resurrection, my flesh also shall rest in hope. We have little to hope for from this life, but we shall rest in hope of a better life. A believer in Christ hopes that the body shall not be left forever in the grave, but though it see corruption for a time, it shall at the end of time be raised to immortality. Christ's resurrection is our earnest desire. We will be with Him forever. We carry on this blessed hope as we journey together in this blessed season.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.